Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Ladies and gentlemen, this Nip Impressions column is brought to you by our Maintenance Month Platinum sponsor, RMR Mechanical.
Well, it's time to start planning our annual recovery boiler outage again.
Yes, it is. Budgets are tighter than ever, even though business is good. And speaking of good business, sales is pressuring us to have as short an outage as possible. They need the production.
Well, getting in a hurry costs money and can lead to safety problems.
I know. And you know we are always under pressure for our safety record, too. It seems like corporate has nothing better to do than to keep pushing us on every front.
I think I have a solution to all of these problems.
What's that?
RMR Mechanical. They've done a great work for us in the past and have a great safety record, too. They almost always beat the schedule.
Sounds like this meeting is over.
RMR Mechanical. The only name you need to know for an economical, quick, and safe boiler outage. Phone 770-205-9646 or visit us on the web at rmrmechanical.com.
The following column was written by Jim Thompson. I'm Chuck Swan, reading it for Jim. Jim entitled the column, Kitting Done Another Way. And here's what he has to say about that. Last week we talked about kitting, or the idea of having all the parts, gaskets, nuts, bolts, and so forth, on a unique cart ready to go for most maintenance tasks. There is another time-saving way to do this for some other parts. For instance, for belt drives, an extra belt can be looped over the pulleys, out of the way, ready to install, should the active one fail. This works really well in cases where there is a great deal of disassembly required to get access. If you put on the extra belt, tied back out of the way, you have reduced the disassembly reassembly time to one half of what it could have been, since you do two belts at a time. Of course, the same goes for drive chains. Stretched a bit further, a spare hydraulic hose can be tied off next to an operating one, eliminating the need to make one up or look for it in stores. This is already done to some extent with doctor blades, foil blades, and so forth. They may not be on the machine, but they are usually stored close to the machine. Slitter blades are often stored in a safety cabinet near the winder, along with appropriate gloves and other PPE. Motor couplings, or at least motor coupling inserts, are another candidate for this treatment. Placed in a sturdy bag and wired or zip-tied in location, they are handy to have when needed in a hurry. In a few, but not all, rope runs on some machines, a second rope can be run and will need only to be put on the pulleys and the ends connected. Again, saves half the time of installing ropes, as you only have to run the ropes every other time. In this case, however, a very experienced person should examine the situation and determine if it is feasible. You don't want the extra rope to be in the way when threading up or during a break. Once you get into the habit of organizing matters in the ways I have described, there will need to be a bit of a change in the organization of the maintenance department. Someone needs to have the ultimate responsibility of replenishing these, shall we call them, distributed spares, as they are depleted. If you're using some sort of an SKU or barcode system, this will aid in keeping the proper inventories in the proper places. The important thing is that people, policies, and procedures are in place to ensure everything is where it needs to be. For safety this week, we'll once again look at the ambulance or fire truck. These important tools are some sort of hybrid between what we're talking about here today and kitting, as we talked about last week. Be safe, and we will talk next week. Nip Impressions is written by Jim Thompson and is copyright 2018 Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.